Well, it is a big week for everyone over at our sister station, C95, with another year of the Radio Marathon for Breast Cancer Research. Close to $7 million has been raised in the number of years it's been going on. C95's Shauna Foster joins me this morning. And Shauna, such a big week for everyone involved with the hard work you put in for such a special and important day.
I know, we are so excited. We've been busy talking already with breast cancer survivors and doctors. We had such an interesting conversation last week with a medical imaging doctor who has been with us at the Radio Marathon for 25 years, so since the start, and has met so many amazing women and done, you know, treatments with them and followed their journey. And he was reflecting back on all of these years and just how things have changed. And here we are. It's going to be year 26 coming up on Thursday.
26 years.
I know. That's just wild. And we're switching things up. We're going to be at Midtown Plaza this year. We're so excited. It's going to be beautiful inside the mall and a big stage and ready to go.
26 years ago, did you ever think it would become what it is today?
Never. And in fact, I remember when we first started and we were even unsure at that point how long it would necessarily continue on for. Like, I remember the first year we were so amazed, it was wonderful. And then kind of questioning things like, okay, well, what do we do now? Because we just didn't know where it would take us. And one of the most amazing things, and this is every year, we always seem to find these new families and people who are young and too young to remember the early days of the Radio Marathon. And yet here they are coming on board. There's a school in Kindersley, and we talked to a whole group of kids a couple of weeks ago, and they are just right in there. Like, they're doing all kinds of different challenges in their school, and you just wonder, like, what sparked that? And it was probably someone in their own life who was diagnosed.
Right. I mean, everybody has been touched by somebody who's had cancer before, and, you know, each and every year we hear the stories during the marathon, and it's really inspiring to see how people fight. In this battle, right?
They fight, and they fight because they're able to fight due to new medications, new drugs, new treatments that we've seen develop over this last 25, 26 years. And it's because of those new treatments, and that all means research dollars. And so that's why we've always chosen to support and to give that money to research dollars to help in those treatments.
C95, Shauna Foster, thanks so much for this. We look forward to hearing from you again on Thursday. Have a great week and a great marathon.
Absolutely. Thanks.
And you can donate now at C95.com. A historical case in Regina could soon be getting an answer. Gerald Bowman has all the details coming up in news.